A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there.' For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God forever. So this Sunday, the Church sets before us Saint Mary of Egypt, a most beloved saint of the Church, and someone whose story we almost didn't ever know. Mary ran away from home at the age of 12, went to the great city of Alexandria, and like the prodigal son, Mary spent the next 17 years in loose living. Sins of the flesh, thievery, drunkenness, menial jobs solely to pay for that kind of life. When Mary was about 30 years old, she heard of a great festival in Jerusalem. And seeing crowds of people getting on boats and not one to pass up a good party, Mary joined them. Little did she know, little did she care, that the party she was heading to was the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem. And the actual cross of Christ was going to be there. So when they arrived, Mary followed the crowds all the way to this church. And at the grand doors at the front of this church, she begins to enter. It's there she feels a force. She feels something preventing her from entering. Three times Mary tries to enter. Three times she's prevented. It was at that moment that grace entered Mary's life in a unique and most profound way. She realized then and there, on the porch of that church, that the invisible force preventing her from entering, preventing her from experiencing true joy and true peace and true love, was nothing more than her own sin. And at that moment, Mary of Egypt repented. The grace of the Lord touched her heart. Now, above the door of the church was an icon of the Lord Jesus as a child in the arms of his mother Mary, a woman with the same name, but a very different life. And Mary of Egypt asked for the intercessions of Mary, the Mother of God. And instead of the rejection she expected to feel, Mary of Egypt experienced a depth of compassion that she did not know existed. She was shocked that compassion was available to the likes of her. And then Mary of Egypt was able to enter the church. She venerated the wood of the cross, and Jesus Christ spoke to her heart, saying, "Mary, if you cross the Jordan, you will find rest." Mary received communion for the first time since childhood, and then crossed the River Jordan into the wilderness, where she lived for 47 years. 47 years in prayer, in repentance, and it was hard. It was not easy. Memories, temptations, loneliness, hunger, despair, anxiety, 17 years of that. And then it got better. Then it got better. And finally, rest came to her soul. And for the next 30 years, Mary lived in prayer and in peace until her death. Now, someone might ask, if she was alone, how do we know her story? How do we know all of this? Well, about a year before Mary died, a monk named Zosimas went into the desert for Great Lent. And while there, he saw a figure in the distance. The figure was sort of human, but emaciated, thin, naked, sunburned, leathery, with stark white hair. Zosimas at first thought he was seeing a demon. He didn't even know it was human. So he crossed himself and approached the figure. And the figure called out, "I cannot face you, Father Zosimas, for I am a woman, and my clothes have long since turned to dust." And that figure was, of course, Mary. So Zosimos took off his outer cloak and threw it to her, and Mary took it as a cover. And then Mary told Zosimos her story. And she asked Zosimos to bring her Holy Communion the next year on Holy Thursday. So the next year, Zosimos did so. And after receiving communion, Mary left him, went into the wilderness, and there she died. Now Zosimos was able to share Mary's story, which we know now to this day. And Mary fell asleep in the Lord there in the wilderness as one of the greatest and most beloved saints of the church. It's a beautiful story. It's a powerful story. And I've always thought of it as a story of grace, a story of redemption, of repentance, of conversion, of endurance, of prayer, of forgiveness, and all that is true. But this year I see another lesson. It's also a story of exile. It's a story of being physically separated. Or better put, of finding God while we are physically separated. Now here's a question. Why was Zosimos the monk wandering the wilderness during Lent in the first place? Now, shouldn't he have been at the monastery church attending Lenten services, or perhaps presiding since Zosimos was a priest? Well, good question. And here's the answer. The monastery Zosimos lived in had a custom. After liturgy on Forgiveness Sunday, and after the rite of forgiveness, the monks would all depart the monastery into the wilderness for the whole 40 days of Great Lent. And in the wilderness, they would pray, they would fast, contemplate God, and try to find the kingdom of heaven within themselves. Away from the camaraderie, away from the liturgical life, away from the spiritual comforts of a church. And they did this every year. Was it easy? Well, of course not. They called it their struggle. But then they would do it again the next Lent. But the fruit of that struggle was the discovery of the words of Jesus, "The kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of God is within you." And Saint Zosimos and the other brothers of the monastery, who likely would never have missed a service in ordinary time, would intentionally miss 40 days of services during the most sacred time of the year. They would fast from what they wanted the most. They would fast from church. They would voluntarily and willingly choose to be exiled from the liturgy for 40 days in order to find the kingdom of heaven within. And that is a difficult, but at the same time, noble task. Now, I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this today. Here we are in the same sacred season of Great Lent, and we are exiled from liturgy. We are fasting from church. Perhaps less voluntary than Saint Zosimos and the brothers. Oh, perhaps not. Theirs was an obedience. If you were going to be part of that monastery, you followed the custom. And for us, it's different circumstances, but no less real and no less obedience. We are exiled from liturgy by a force beyond our control. And the one core question to you is, will you use this time to discover the kingdom of heaven within you? Now, I love the way we can use technology to support each other spiritually. Videos, streaming, recording music, some use social media. In fact, I'm using technology right now to get this very message to you. But Zosimos, he didn't have any of that. If he wanted music, he had to sing. If he wanted prayers, he prayed. No YouTube. And I'm not knocking using technology. I've been using it copiously myself, perhaps even excessively these last few weeks. But at what point do I simply get quiet and light a candle at my icons and listen to the voice of God uninterrupted? At what point, if I want a service, do I pray? Or if I want music, do I sing? A pre-sanctified liturgy lasts about an hour, give or take. Could we sit with inner quiet in front of our icons for even 40 minutes? If you're like me, I'm not able to keep inner quiet for 40 seconds. Now, some of that is we're often afraid of what we'll find inside. A big part is we're out of practice. We've forgotten how to be quiet on the inside, how to listen, how to be still. And that's woefully unfortunate, because Jesus told us that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is within you. And how can we find that if we're never still? I think the part of the story occupied by Zosimos is given to us as a gift this season, this particular year here in 2020. Fasting from church, exile from liturgy, bears spiritual fruit when we embrace the obedience with joy and with patience and with peace. And remember, we've only been in quarantine 2.5 weeks so far. And though to me it seems like 7 months already, it's only been 2.5 weeks. Zosimos did this 40 days every year. And it looks like we might hit 40 days, maybe even a little longer. But if Zosimos and his annual 40-day exile from church, his annual 40-day exile from liturgy aren't enough to inspire you to find the kingdom of heaven within, let's go back to the woman in our story, Mary of Egypt, one of the greatest and most beloved saints of the church. She received communion twice in her entire adult life, and only once at liturgy. The second time was when Zosimos brought her communion just before she died. Mary of Egypt attended liturgy one time in her entire adult life. She was otherwise in exile for 47 years. And yet she found rest in Christ. She found the kingdom of heaven within. Now, I struggle to find inner peace for 40 seconds. I've been whining at home how long these 2.5 weeks away from church have been. The best I could say about my reaction is that it has been uneven. But my choice from here on out is, do I keep being uneven, or do I find the inner peace and the inner quiet? And then in the middle of this, the church quietly sets before us Saint Zosimos, who by fasting from church for 40 days, fasting from what he wanted most, he found God. And Mary, beloved Mary of Egypt, her exile from liturgy, her exile from church, lasted 47 years. But in that exile, she found the peace and the rest that Christ promised. She found the kingdom of heaven within. My prayer for you is that you use this exile from church to indeed find the kingdom of heaven within you. Amen.